Yerushalmi Ma'aseh corresponding to Bavli, Erchin, Daf, Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf, Lamed, Amad Beis, the other Mishnah. Ketzad Poidim Netar Avai, Manech Vesela Alpi Shloisha Va'ime, Kama Adam Reitze Lestois Loi, Vesela Amanas Loi Tzi Yetzioiz Mibesoi, Manech Vesamois Va'ime, Kana Nilkat Mizeh Mechul Alamois Alolu, Mikach Vakach Salim Vesela, Yavishvi Yis Poideu Beshavyov, Imhaya Hakol, Muvka Ein Loi Ela Scha Likita. The Mishnah says, how does one redeem Netar Avai? He places a seller coin in front of three and says, how much of such grapes still attached to the vine would one redeem for a seller on condition that he covers all of its expenses? He puts down the money and says, whatever will be picked of this will be redeemed on this money at a value of such and such baskets for a seller. And in Shvi'is year he redeems it according to its value without any deductions. If an owner declares his net revai to be hefka, the one who acquires it deducts only the payment for picking it and he must still take it to Shulayim or redeem it. One who redeems his netar avai must add a fifth, whether he grew it or it was given as a gift. Erev Yom Tov, Harishon Shal Pesach Shal Ruviyis V'Shal Shviyis Haya Bir. Bir was done on the eve of the first day of Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Kesef Haya Bir, Noisnim Truma Uchemes Maaseh Lebaaleh, Umaserishon Lebaalov, Umaseoni Lebaalov. How is Bir done? They give Truma and Trumas Maisa to the Kohanim, the Masarishin to the Levi, and Masa'oni to the poor. Masasheni, Babikurim, Mizbarim, Bechom Mokim, the Masasheni and Bikurim are destroyed anywhere. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Habikurim, Noisnim, Le Kohanim, Ketruma. Rabbi Shimon says, in disagreeing, that the Bikurim are given to Kohanim like Truma. Hatavshil, Beshamir Oimim, Sarach of Leva'er, Vesil Oimim, Harihu Kamavoir. A soup, which is made of Shmitter or Masasheni produce, Beis Shammai says it requires Bior, and Beis Hillel says it's considered already destroyed. Mishai lo peiros bezman hazeh veigiyah shasa Bior, Beis Shammai imim tzorech lachal alam ala kesev, Beis Hillel imim echad shehen kesev echad shehen peiros. One has produce of Maaseh Sheni nowadays, and the time of Bior arrived. Beis Shammai say that it must be redeemed onto coins, and the coins destroyed. Beis Hillel says it's the same whether it's redeemed onto coins or it remains produce, since there's no benefit to redeeming it, as whichever one it is, it must be destroyed. And the Gemara says, Liftois loy besela, likach loy besela, ein loy ela scha lekita, ein loy ela scha akitza. When the Mishnah taught, would one redeem for a seller, it means, would one buy for a seller, referring to someone other than the owner. And when it taught, only the payment for picking it means only the payment for akitza, which is the more appropriate verb to use when describing picking fruit rather than vegetables. Rabbi Hoysha, Mapik, Talasa, Istun Nasin Umafrik Al Pumihoin. Rehoshua would select three people knowledgeable in evaluation in order to redeem Netar Avai through them. Ksiv Mikse Shalosh Shanim Toitzi Eskol Maaseh Teroscha B'Shana Ahi V'Anachta B'Sharecha Yochol Pam Achas B'Shavua At Chayev Loitzi Eskol Maaseh Olohoitzi Maaseh Sheini Maaseh Oni Tamrilema Mikse Shalosh Shanim Achas L'Shalosh Shanim V'Lai Achas L'Sheva Ela B'Shlishis U'B'Shviyis Shnei Pamim B'Shavua. The Pasuk says, concerning Bir Maisis, which is again the removal of the tithes, in Dvarim Perek Yudalet Pasuk Chof Ches, at the end of 3 years you shall take out all the tithe of your crop in that year and place it in your cities. I might have thought that once in 7 years, at the end of the third year of the Shemitah cycle, one must perform Biur, but the Pasuk says, at the end of 3 years, meaning that every 3 years, meaning twice during the Shemitah cycle. Okoya ani Rosh Hashanah Yochol given to Rosh Hashanah at Chayev Levayas HaMasus Elohoitzi Maaseh Oni Tambalema Mikseh Shalosh Shanim, should say, Ein Mikseh Ela Besoif Shana at Mevayah Ve'ein at Mevayah B'Rosh Hashanah. I might have thought that it should be done immediately on Rosh Hashanah of the third year. The Pasuk says, at the end of the third year. Ibesoif Shana Yochol given to Rosh Hashanah Revi'is at Chayev Levayas HaMasus Elohoitzi Maaseh Oni If it's the end of the third year, perhaps it should be done on Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year, and he must remove Maaseh Oni. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, when you have finished tithing all the tithes of your produce, means when you have finished tithing all of your produce that grew in the third year. Miketz, it should say, Shevashonim, B'moyed Shnas HaShemitah, B'chag HaSukkos. Ma Miketz Shenem Al HaAlon, B'moyed, Afkan, B'moyed. If so, perhaps it's done on Chanukah, which is when a person completes the tithing of the fruits of the tree that grew in the third year. The Pasuk here said, at the end, and there, about the mitzvah of Hakel, it says in Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, at the end of 7 years at the appointed time on the festival of Sukkot after the Shemitah year. And therefore, just as there it's on a festival, so too here. I ma miketz shenema la'alon b'chag ha'sukkos af kan b'chag ha'sukkos. Tamaloi miki t'chalel la'aseh es kol ma'aseh t'rosra im asai hu m'chalel la'aseh es kol ha'peiros b'pesach shel revi'is. If so, just as there it's on Sukkot, so too over here. But the Pasuk says, in Dvarim Perichov of Pasuk Yudbeis, when you have finished tithing all the tithes of your produce, and when it's this, it's on Pesach of the fourth year. Bashana ahi ad zakuk levaroi, bein ad zakuk levaroi, b'shar kol hashonim. Bashana ahi ad zakuk levaroi, bein ad zakuk levaroi, yerek, shiyatsu me Rosh Hashanah, ad ha-Pesach. On that year you must remove it, but not on other years, and you're not required to remove vegetables that grew between Rosh Hashanah and Pesach. Chavaya Amrin she'ena mezvade she'sei b'shlishis ela b'ruvis z'gisa. Chavaya say that he recites the vidui in the fourth year rather than the third year. Amr b'hila she'ena ma'akev she'sei vidui b'shlishis ela b'ruvis. B'hila disagrees, saying no, the vidui is only crucial in the fourth year, not in the third year. Ma'alafim b'bein ahoin ava b'nezvada. Al dateyoin de Chavaya posel al date de b'hila kosha. What is the case where these two opinions disagree? It's if a person transgressed and recited the vidui in the third year. According to the Chavai, it's invalid and he must repeat it in the fourth year. And according to Rabbi Hilar, it's valid. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Yodala Pasuk Chofres, in that year of Bior, which is the third year, you take it from Tami produce for Toho produce, but not in any other year. Amr b'loza, kini masnisa b'shana ahi ad maisiyo mimokam tumma lemokam tahara, v'in ad maisiyo b'shar kol ha'shonim mimokam tumma lemokam tahara. Says the b'loza, that can't be the correct text. It cannot be permitted to separate from tamei for taho even in the third year. Rather, it should teach, in that year you may take it from a place of tumma, such as a cemetery where it became tamei, to a place of tahara and eat it there, since in the third year it's masa oni rather than masa sheni, which may be eaten in tumma. But not in any other year, that meaning where a year that Ma'aseh Sheni is observed. Asi de Blaza, command the Oma, Shisei Moitzim, Ma'aseh Lekohuna. Reb Blaza, who said that one must remove it from the place of Tumah before eating it, follows the opinion that one may give Ma'aseh Rishon to Kahanim, and therefore one must remove it from there for the Kahanim, who cannot themselves go into the place of Tumah to retrieve it.